Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, August 13th. The heavy fund liquidation continued in corn today. We did get a brief bit of support in the soybeans, wheat, and corn followed just after the opening when President Trump announced that there would be some delays in certain tariffs sometime out till mid-December. So we got a boost with soybeans rallying to about 20 cents off the lows, wheat about 13 cents off the lows, and corn bounce a little bit as well. But that, I think, was just seized on as an opportunity for these long and wrong funds to continue their liquidation as we sit well below all of the moving averages and Fibonacci retracement levels. So we had December corn finished down 16 and a quarter cents, 376 and a half. A high of 388, a low of 376. We went down and filled the gap back to May 14th, which went down to 377 and a half, and then settled below that gap. Maybe next target in the sights would be the continuation of the head and shoulders pattern down to 370, and then the low at 363 and three quarters from May 13th. So funds exiting those long about 70 or 80,000 contracts they had at the end of last week. Taking a look at wheat, we had September finish up a quarter cent, 472. Kansas City, September, new contract low down 8 3/4 at 383 and a half. Again, we got a little bounce in the wheat on the Trump announcement, but the Kansas City turned right back around, made new contract lows, and the spread between Chicago and Kansas City continued to widen here to historic levels. In the beans, November finished up 9 3/4 cents at 889 after putting in a low early in the overnight session last night at 875 and a half, rallied over 20 cents off that low on the announcement of the suspension of Trump tariffs. The market did drift back about 6 cents, so we will again have to see if this is, as our most announcements about anything trade related with China, very short-lived on the bullish side of the equation. Outside markets like the Trump announcement a whole lot more than that. We had the stock market finish up about 360 points. Crude oil finished up $2.15 a barrel at $57.08, and the dollar finished up 46 ticks at $97.66. So after a couple of days of pretty hard sell-off, we are back pretty close to where we started the spring here, down in the mid-370s. We'll see if this is a bit overdone as markets continue to scratch their heads about the discrepancies between the planted acres and the prevent plant acres and how those eventually can be reconciled. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.